KI-4DOS, coming CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI-4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI-4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RACU portion. This being Wednesday night, the RACU portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RACU portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Let's start the roll call with any EchoLink stations, EchoLink stations only, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS, please check in Kilo 4 Juliet Kilo Hotel, John, currently in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'll be negative and negative. 73s to you and all in the net.
ALS, this is Whiskey November 4 Victor, WN4V, John down here in South Florida, Manatee County. I'm negative and negative, and good evening to you, Gary, WN4V.
KI-4DOS, please check in. Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu X-ray. That's K4ZZX. This is Steve. We're back home again here at the base of Paris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County. We're just passing through tonight. 73s to you and to all.
KI-4, evening, Gary. Please check AC, that's Hotel Kilo Charlie, John, and Belton, and I'll be negative and negative.
Yeah, KI-4DOS, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim, and Pelzer, be negative and negative, just listening tonight.
That's KI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That's a great group of folks to start off with. I'd like to say good evening to K4JKH, Mr. John, up there at Chattanooga, Tennessee tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. And WN4V, Mr. John, down there in Manatee County, Bradenton, Florida. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. And K4ZZX, Mr. Steve, up there at the base of Paris Mountain. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. And KJ4HKC, yes, Mr. John, he's down in Belton. Appreciate you being with us, John. And KW4TS, Mr. Jim, he's down there in Pelzer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing well. Had some pre-check-ins. I got W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, his sweet bride, and for IEI, that's Miss Isla. They're up at Traveler's Rest. And KI-4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up at Table Rock. And KD2RKN, Mr. Jason, he's down in Williamston. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. Appreciate all you fine folks being with us tonight, and thanks for using the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. Glad we were able to get all you folks in the log. We'll move up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
Yes. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
See you later. check it. 4 Oscar India Mike. Walt and Edmund, I've got a couple of things I'd like to list tonight, and I will stick around for a little break, you.
4 DOS. In and out. K4 OSH. Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic. No comment. Thank you, sir.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening, KK4ONO. This is Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW. And their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And K4OIM. That's Mr. Walt. He's up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. I'll be back to you to get your items for the swap net in just a little bit. And then a little bit later, we'll do some. Also, I'd like to say good evening to K4OSH. That's Mr. Pat. He's down in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in, Ken. OD.
Station, you broke up just a little bit. Give me your call and name again, please.
Coach.
And 4, and then I missed the rest of it. You're breaking up just a little bit. I don't know if it's the repeater or you or me or what, but give me the last letters of your call.
Lima Tango Echo, Jeff.
Tango Echo.
Lima Tango Echo, LTE.
Name's Jeff, right? KN4LTE. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Let's move up in the alphabet to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty, home over here and more. No traffic, no comments tonight.
KI4DOS. Please check in Tom, N0TR, Tom, located in Greer. And I won't be sticking around, but good evening to you, Gary, and the rest on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
Yes. Please check in, Kilo, 4 Sierra, Mike, Victor, Dale. In Ellenborough, nothing to buy, nothing to sell, and no right to you, but we'll be listening in.
This is Kilo Oscar 4 Foxtrot X-Ray Bravo. That's Ryan in Fairplay. I'll be negative and negative, but I will be listening in.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WU2T. That's Mr. Rusty. He's over more. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rusty. Hope you're doing well. And N0TR, Mr. Tom, he's up there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KK4SMV, Mr. Dale in Ellenborough. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dale. And KO4DJB, Mike, down there in Commerce. Did I get that right, Mike? Double check it in a little bit. I'd also like to say good evening to KO4FXB, Mr. Ryan. He's down in Fairplay. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ryan. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. DOS, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-Ray Juliet, KA2 TXJ. Jim in Taylor's, I'll be negative and negative.
Say good evening to KA2TXJ, Mr. Jim. He's over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. KI-4DOS.
4DOS. 10, Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November. John Emman, no comment, no traffic.
Good evening, KN4RJN. Mr. John up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Let's move on up to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. Check in Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo November. K4VKN. This is Alan in Piedmont, and I'm negative to negative, and I'll be listening in on the swap net. Good evening, everybody on the net.
KI-4DOS. Again, Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November, Papa. Landon Mobile, Dacusville, negative, negative.
DOS. And Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu, Mike, KJ4WZM. Daniel, north of travel address, negative and negative. Good evening, Gary. Hope you enjoy or doing well.
Wes. Please check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on the net.
4DOS. KN4ZGA, Kilo November 4, Zulu Golf Alpha. Robert calling in from Malden. No traffic, no comment.
K4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to K4VKN, Mr. Allen, down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Allen. And KG4WNP, Mr. Landon. He's mobile up there around Dacusville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Landon. You be careful out there on the mobile. And KJ4WZM, Mr. Daniel. He's up there north of Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Daniel. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. And KN4ZGA, it's Mr. Robert down in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. Additional stations, Uniform Through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in Kilo Yankee 4, Alpha Oscar, KY4AO, Stephen in Liberty. I'll be negative and negative. And good evening to everyone on the net, 73s.
Good evening to KY4AO, Mr. Stephen down there at Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Let's move on up to the Alpha through Delta, Group A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
DOS. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2 BYQ, David and Easley. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for calling that, Gary.
KI-4DOS. Gary, enjoy in the net. Please check in Whiskey 4, Alpha Kilo Golf. This is AK and Easley. If you will, you go ahead and run my items for tonight and after tonight. Take them off the net. It'll be good. 73.
W4DOS. W4DOS. Livonia, Georgia. Tony. And saying welcome everybody to the net.
KI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. like to say good evening to N4DIZ, Mr. Joel up there at Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joel. And KO4AOW, Mr. David. He's up there in Inman. Appreciate you being here, David. And KB2BYQ. It's my neighbor, David, over here at Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And W4AKG. That's my other neighbor, AK, over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. AK. Tell Miss Teresa we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And I will do as you request there, young man, about your items. I'd also like to say good evening to W4DOS, Mr. Tony. He's down there in Livonia, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tony. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DMB, another David. This one's over on the east side of, in Five Forks. A negative and negative. 73 is to all.
4 DOS. Whiskey 4, Bravo, Foxtrot Alpha, Pat. North of Traveler's Rest. Negative traffic, and I have a question to ask at the appropriate time.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N1DMB, Mr. David, over in Five Forks. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And W4BFA, Mr. Pat. He's north of Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. And Pat, what's your question?
Lengthy one. I have a offset fed long wire antenna. 200 long, I think, all together, and I need to hire a somebody to put it up for me. Does anybody have anybody, do they know anybody that can do that for me?
Are you going to put that wire up on tower, or are you going to string it between the trees, or how are you going to erect it?
It needs to go up, I can't remember how far, how high, but, you know, where the ballon goes, and then the ends of it need to be about 10 feet off the ground. So it's I guess it would be a sort of an inverted V, not a severe one, but I can do it either way. I was not planning on buying a tower. I don't think they recommend you have a metal tower to put the ballon on, but of course I could be wrong about that, I suppose. The end post could be, you know, will be not a problem, and I can put it in trees here. I have plenty of room. That's not an issue at all. I have 11 acres to run it on, so the big thing is putting it up, and then of course I'll have to dig a trench to lay the feed line.
Well, I'm sure there's a whole lot of us folks out there wouldn't mind helping you get that antenna in the air. I've put up several antennas with my slingshot, and there's some other folks that have other means that they use, different types of slingshots and cables and potato launcher type things. And how can we get in touch with you there, Pat?
By email or phone. The email would be fastpat1, all spelled out, one word, at gmail.com, or 864-270-9592.
Time to put this antenna up, Pat.
I'm really... Of course, with the short days, I guess we're limited there, but anytime, I'm retired, so I'm here most of the time, and, you know, if whatever's convenient for whoever wants to get together. Now, if we decide to do it volunteer-wise, I could probably persuade my wife to cook a fairly nice meal.
Very nice, but that wouldn't be necessary, I don't think. Let me give you a call sometime tomorrow, and I'll do some other calling in the meantime and see if we can't get a few folks together and see when we might be able to get up there and help you get that antenna up.
Gary, thanks a lot, and I'll be listening for the rest of the net.
We appreciate you hanging in, talking with us a little bit, and I'll get with you sometime tomorrow. Got a couple of EchoLink stations up. EchoLink for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Net control, please check in Wendy in Simpsonville. Please check Mark, W2MJB. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. We'll both be negative and negative.
Four, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I kind of lost track of where I was in the check-in, so I guess I'll just jump in right there so I can get my name in the pot. I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Yes. Right, I'll jump in behind him. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Joy. Hope y'all are well, and good evening to everybody on the net. No traffic, no comment.
DOS. W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. Gene and Taylor's negative and negative. Over.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening. KN4HTP. That's Miss Wendy. And she brings along her husband, Mark, W2MJB. They're down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Wendy. Tell Mark we said hello. And KK4JFO, Mr. James. He's up there in Tuxedo. James, you're a little bit quick, but we're glad to get you in the log anyway. Appreciate you being with us. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's a little further north up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Hope you're doing well. And W4FHJ, Mr. Gene, he's over there at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. Now, let's see if we can get this other EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, this is K4JF, Kilo 4 Juliet Foxtrot. Jim in Simpsonville, no traffic, but I do have some SwapNet cancellations for you. Over.
KDOS, W4NGU, Phil in Boiling Springs, negative and negative. And where was Pat located?
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4JF, Mr. Jim. He's down there in Simpsonville now. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim, and I'll be back to you to get your update on your SwapNet items in just a little bit. And W4NGU, Mr. Phil, he's over in Boiling Springs. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Phil. And Pat is north of Traveler's Rest there, Phil.
Appreciate it. I'll see what we can arrange. W4NGU listening.
But give me a call and let's talk about it. But not tonight. We'll do it tomorrow. All righty. Let's go back to the alphabet in the Echo Zoo Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Net control, please check in KK4HXP Earl and Travis Rest. I'll be negative and negative.
Net control. Gary, everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren, we're here in Taylor's, we'll be negative and negative tonight.
N4DOS, 10 Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina, negative and negative tonight, Gary, stay dry.
N4DOS. Echo 4, Echo Alpha,
Dave in Spartanburg, KE4EA, and my wife Vicky, Kilo Sierra 4, Victor Juliet, KS4VJ. Thank you.
KO4HEL, Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Echo Lima. This is Ed in River Falls, and I'll be negative and negative.
Yes. Check in and out. November 4, Bravo X-ray. Bravo. That's Herb up in Shelby. And I'll be listening to the SwapNet.
And Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Echo Hotel is KO4EH, Barry over in Central. And I have no announcements or comments. Over.
US. And Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Oscar November, Brian in Simpsonville. I'll be listening to the SwapNet.
K4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4HXB, Mr. Earl, up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Earl. And N4HHC, Mr. Warren, he's over at Taylor's. Appreciate you being here, Warren. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry, up there in Candler, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. And Harry, tie yourself down. It's supposed to get pretty windy up there tomorrow. I hope everything goes well with y'all, and stay battered down and tied down so you don't blow away. And KE4EA, Mr. Dave, he's over in Sparkburg. And his sweet bride, KS4VJ, Miss Vicky. She's also over there in Spartanburg. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Vicky we said hello. And KO4HEL, that's Mr. Ed. He's up at River Falls. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. And N4BXB, Mr. Herb. He's up there in Shelby. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Herb. And KO4EEH, Mr. Barry, he's down in Central. Appreciate you being with us, Barry. And KO4HON, that's Mr. Brian, he's down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brian. Additional stations echo through hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
GOS. 204. India Zulu Zulu. K4IZZ. David in Piedmont. Good evening. No traffic, no comment.
KI4DOS. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
4-DOS. Gary, please check in. KF4KYI. Kilo, Foxtrot, 4. Kilo, Yankee, India. This is Tom in downtown Greenville. No traffic, no comments.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to K4IZZ. That's Mr. David. He's down in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KC4MFK, Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And KF4KYI, Mr. Tom. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tom. Good hearing you on the air. Glad to meet you in person, but it's good to hear you on the airways, too, there, buddy. Thanks for coming in and being with us tonight. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Better recognize my sweet bride, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. She's in the other room watching TV or reading a book or doing something. I don't know what she's doing tonight. I got the door closed, so she can't bother. I can't bother her. Anyway, let's open it up to the big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary Uniform Golf, K4SU, G-Ray Travelers Rest, no traffic, good evening, Gary.
DOS. Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Stephen Inman, and I'll be listening in.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4SUG, Mr. Ray up there at Travelers Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brother Ray. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Edie we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. And KN4VWA, Mr. Steve, he's up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. We got everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. We're going to thank you for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chute, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had a couple of folks with items for the swap net or updates. We'll grab those first, and then we'll see if there's any others. First one up is K4OIM, Mr. Walt, up there in Inman. Walt, what can we do for you tonight?
Back when I had that Yaesu 767GX that received didn't transmit, I this MFJ297 desk mic for it. I think I paid $79 for it. It's brand new in the box. I couldn't get the radio to do nothing, so it's sitting over here. I'm farting it out. But I've got the desk mic brand new in the box. It'll work on about any radio. You can pay $20 for the cable to go to the ICOM, Yaesu, Kenwood, or whatever. So I got it with the Yaesu cable, but I had that Kenwood 440, so I went ahead and paid the extra $20 for that cable. And then I sold that radio to get this FT450 I got. So I've got the mic with the Kenwood cable and the Yaesu cable. That's over $100 worth. I'll take $30 for all of it. And then I've got...
I am Walt, SKI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. You dropped out there at the end. You have for sale an MFJ desk mic. I think it was a 297. If that's not correct, let me know. You also have the cables to take this microphone either to a Yaesu or ICOM radio or a Kenwood radio. You got two different cables to go with it. It's brand new, still in the box, and you would like $30 for it, correct so far? Yeah, go ahead, Walt.
The radio died on me. Did you get any of that?
Yeah, the MFJ desk mic with the Yaesu cable and the Kenwood cable that's new in the box for $30, correct so far?
Yes, and I've got two-position MFJ antenna switches. It's the 17OBs that you can switch between A and B and switch antennas straight to ground in case of storm. They're about $20 a piece. I'll take $15 for both of them.
I have two MFJ antenna switches. They go from one antenna, or the A and a B antenna, and then it will go to ground in case there's a storm coming in. You would like $15 for both of those antenna switches, correct?
That's correct, and they can contact me at 864-479-3761.
64479-3761.
That's correct.
Got them both down. Sorry your radio died on you. Does anyone need any fields on these items that Walt just listed? Now, Walt, but it wouldn't surprise me if your phone started ringing here shortly. But we do appreciate it. We'll run these for a few weeks when you sell these items. If you don't mind, let me know, and that way we can keep my book straight on this end. Thanks for listing those with us, and I'll be back to you for some rags you just a little bit there, Walt. Next and up on the stump is Mr. Jim, K4JF, down there in Simpsonville. Jim, what can we update for you?
Very clear. First time using EchoLink, so pardon the pause. Take those items off. The rack cabinet is spoken for. The mag mount, actually turned out to be a 2 meter 440, so I'm holding on to it. So just take my items off, and I hope we can do something else in the future, but they're spoken for, so you can delete them.
You still got the 6146 BTs? You want me to leave those on? Take them off.
Take them off. They're gone as well, K4JS.
We will remove those. I appreciate you letting me know. Hope everything is going well with you and Miss Rachel down there. Tell Miss Rachel we said hello. And hope y'all are doing well. But thanks for letting me know there, Jim. And I got all those items removed. Do we have anyone else with anything else they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS. DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter SwapNet. First item we got up on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Tar Heel 200 HP. That's a screwdriver antenna. He has the top hat, the whip, a custom mount, and a control cable, and he would like $650 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an LDG YT1200. It's an automatic antenna tuner. He would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC765. That's a HF transceiver. It has the Mars mod. It works 160 through 10 meters. It does not have any menus. This is an older transceiver. It has four filters in it, a custom cover, an HM12 microphone. He has the manual for it. The power supply and the antenna tuner are built in, and he would like $575 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Come up is for sale. It's a high-gain CDE-CD45-2. That's a rotator. He has the hardware, the control box, the manual. He's gone through this rotator, and everything works real well. And he would like $250 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FTM400XDR. That's a 2 meter 440 mobile transceiver. He would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Zyu G90. That's a QRP HF transceiver. Puts out 1 to 20 watts. It covers 160 through 10 meters. Got the mic, a power cord, and a matching cable that hooks it up to your computer. And he would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields?
Item up is for sale. It's a Syncor tube tester. It's a Syncor Mark IV tube tester. He would like $75 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Last item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a MFJ 1724 mag mount 2 meter 440 antenna. It's got 12 feet of coax on it with a connector on the end. He would like $20 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight, folks. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around listening to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that listed items, we'll run those for a few weeks. When you sell or find or buy these items that you got on here, if you don't mind, let me know. That way I keep my book straight on this end. Those that removed items, I really appreciate that. That helps me keep my book straight. Alrighty, do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Before we start a little rag, you call KI4DOS.
BOS, please check-in. Whiskey, Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie, Juan in Greenville. No traffic, no comment, but listening. 73.
Good evening to WA4KC. That's my buddy Juan over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Juan. Tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. First up on the rag queue list tonight is Mr. Walt, K4OIM, both up there in Inman. Walt, what happened to your radio? Because it didn't die a while ago.
I've been kind of remodeling my radio shack, and I've moved everything around, and I've got HF rig and the VHF rig here plugged into that power supply, and yesterday I didn't plug the power pole all the way.
Check your power poles every once in a while. And I don't know if you've got a DTMF pad on your microphone or not, but it sounds like somebody's pushing buttons on the telephone there, Walt. I know that that happens to all of us. I just thought you'd like to know about it.
My thing's on the back of the microphone. I'm on an old Yeez Kenwood here. Yeah, it's got it on the back of it. Sometimes I grab. I used to these little bitty desk mics. But I'd, about a month before I had that stroke, I bought this, it's an older camper. It's an 87 model Prowler, but it was a one owner. It's a pretty decent camper. And, after I had that stroke, wasn't able to go camping, and I live with my daughter, and they just wouldn't room in my bedroom for all this radio equipment, and she don't like Morse code anyway. So I moved everything out of the bedroom and put my ham shack back here. I got a stove, refrigerator, a big screen TV, everything. Bathroom, everything back here. But I had a weak spot in my floor here in the room where I got my shack. And then after I got that virus, after I got over the virus, I went to Lowe's last month and bought 2x4s and 3/4 inch plywood, gonna refloor this thing. Felt real good. I come in here and tore the floor out of it. The next day, I thought I was going to die. It was worse than when I first got the virus. And the doctor said that senior citizens don't get over it that quick. It could take up to 3 months, even though I'm still testing negative. I'm still weak. I mean, I give out walking 50 feet out to the mailbox and back. But hatched up enough to where I built me a wall-to-wall desk in here. And got out here today and moved everything around from one side to the other, and evidently I didn't get that power pole connector plugged all the way in the power supply for this Kenwood 2 meter. But me and Gabriel done some trading, and I got rid of my Kenwood, and I got rid of it to buy this. A friend of mine out in Indiana I talked to on 40 meters. His grandson got interested in ham radio, and he finally went and got it, took the test, got his tech license. But Grandpa was going to surprise him for his birthday, and he bought him this FT-450. And he bought him the MD-100 desk mic. He got the signal link and all the connecting cables to do FT-8 and all that digital stuff that I don't know nothing about. So I sold my Kenwood to buy this 450. I'm used to knobs, not buttons, and not menus. This thing worked perfect. And I decided one day I was going to explore digital. And I followed all the directions, hooked this thing up to my computer and turned it on. I sat here and this thing started transmitting CW on its own. I shut everything off and unplugged it. And now I can't get it. The keyer comes on and all, but it does not transmit CW. I wish I'd have kept my old Kenwood.
Well, I tell you, Walt, we all got to get in that predicament every once in a while, I think. I've got several different radios here, and some of these menu-driven ones, they drive me up a wall. Like you're saying, I'm used to the old knob types, and you know, they had very few buttons, and they had a bunch of knobs and switches on it. You could flip switches and push turn knobs all day long, but they don't make them like that anymore, which is, I guess, is good in some respects, and other respects, folks are missing out on a lot of stuff, I think. It was a lot of fun having to tune those things up and that sort of thing, but they could be aggravating. That could be as aggravating as some of the menu-driven stuff, I guess. But it'll all come out in the wash one way or the other. I'm like you, Walt. I don't know much. Well, I don't fool with digital hardly at all. I had it all hooked up to my computer and had it working and messed with it a little bit, made a few contacts, but to me that's not ham radio. If I'm not talking on the into a microphone or pounding my fist over here, I don't think I'm doing ham radio. I don't want the computer to do everything.
So I said back in 76, and back then, you had to know your radio. I mean, in case something went wrong, you had to be able to fix it. Part of the exam, you had to draw a Hartley oscillator or a Colpitts oscillator or whatever, and you had to know at least 5 words, CW. And I swore if I ever got my license, I'd never use CW. And back then, the only place you could use a sideband was on 10 meters. But after I got my license, now, well, till I messed up this radio, 80% of my contacts on HF are on CW. I love CW. And it's driving me crazy trying to get this thing to go back to CW. And it's got a whole different manual for it to go to the digital stuff. And I just can't figure it out. I can, it's got all them menus in them. Basically, it's got 18 menus in it. Then you can push the help button and push another button on it, and it adds 60-something more menus. And I'm totally lost, Gary.
I've got a couple of those radios. I got a little HD here that I got it all messed up one day, and I couldn't change the bands on it. And I had to get my manual out, and took me about a day to finish reading everything and figure out what I had done, and I got it all straightened out. But they can be a pain, Walt, no doubt.
He told me the other night, said, Daddy, I'm still a high risk of falling, and that's the reason I got everything in here. I've got about 3 foot between my desk. I got my radio on, and where the other bed was on the other side, I got a workbench over there with my oscilloscope and signal generator and signal tracer and all that stuff on it. But she's wanting me to move up there in the house with her. That ain't gonna happen. If they find me dead, I'm gonna be back here with my old Red Rider straight key. I love that straight key. And then I got a black with my brother the other day. I said, I've been looking at this key on the QRZ. What do you need with another key, Walt? You've got about 5 or 6, and he's a CB-er. I said, what do you need with so many microphones, Ray?
Tell him that the CW keys sound different. You know, they just like a microphone sounds different. But they're neat things to have. I've got 2 straight keys and an iambic paddle here in front of me. And got my grandson an iambic paddle and a straight key. Gave him a book and made him a little oscillator and sent him home and when he comes over, he likes to come into the ham shack here. I was sitting there playing with him the first time he came in, he asked me what an iambic paddle was, and I told him what it was for, and I sent his name, and he said, do it again. I sent it a second time. He said, can I try it? I said, yeah. So I handed him the paddle, and it took him 2 tries, but on the second try, he sent his name. His name's very simple. It's Aiden, A-I-D-E-N. So it's not that complicated. But for hearing it twice and then sending it the second time, that's pretty good. Now when he comes over, he says, Papa, let's go in there and do CW. And Walt, I'm getting to where I'm having trouble keeping up with him.
4-year-old grandson my daughter works first shift, and I watch him. And I had to tell him today, I can't be in here and you in here. And I goofed up last night. I gave him my laptop, my old laptop, so he can get on YouTube with it. And he's trying to get everything moved around and set back up. I mean, I had everything disconnected today, moving it from one side to the other side. But he loves radio. And I'm thinking about getting him a little crystal set and let him build it for Christmas.
Yeah, that's getting him started early.
My daughter, her and her husband bought I guess you call it a cabin cruiser. They bought them a boat, but it'll sleep 4. And it's got a marine radio and all on it. And she was interested in ham radio when she was younger, except the Morse code part. And now, she come over here about a month ago. Papa, you think you can help me get my ham license? Because Judd, her husband, said he's too stupid to even try. So I'm going to try to help her get her license where she can talk on the marine radio on the boat.